You know, Pastor Greg, Christians have been persecuted worldwide, really since the time of Christ. But the current persecution is at even more alarming levels. And I'm not only thinking of the sheer numbers of those who are affected, but also of one in particular, Saeed Abedini, Pastor Saeed Abedini. Speak to our friends about this this really concerning situation.
Yes, well, one of the signs of the end times, Dave, is there will be a persecution against the church, and we're certainly seeing this played out in the news right now. We all know about this huge refugee crisis that has just recently started to blow up, with thousands and thousands of people running from those that want to take their lives, organizations like ISIS and others that are targeting Christians in particular. And this is a global event. And now we're in negotiations with Iran and lifting sanctions, and yet we have these American prisoners that continue to sit in these prisons in Iran. And to me, this is unacceptable. And one particular person that I think of is Saeed Abedini. Saeed was born in Iran, but he became an American citizen, and he felt led by the Lord to go back to his home country and share the gospel with them. He was assured by the government that everything would be fine, but yet they arrested him, and he's been sitting in this prison for years now. I personally feel we should have got him out of that prison cell along with these other American citizens. It's one of the first parts of any kind of negotiation with Iran. I'm very disappointed this has not been done. Kathy and I have become friends with Saeed's amazing wife, Nagmeh Abedini. These beautiful little children of theirs are missing their dad. In fact, she just sent us a little drawing that her kids did, and always in the drawings of the children, the father would be there in some way, shape, or form. But in this most recent drawing, the father was no longer there. They're learning to live without their daddy, and it's just tragic. And we need to pray for the release of Saeed, and we need to pray for the persecuted church, and we need to understand that persecution is rearing its head here in the United States as well. But we should not be afraid, because Jesus promises a special blessing to all of us who are persecuted. He says, "Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you for righteousness' sake." Then he says, "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted the prophets that were before you." You know, it's an interesting thing, Dave. The word blessed could easily be translated happy. Happy are the persecuted. You might say, well, I don't want that happiness. Well, actually, you do, because it's a badge of honor to be identified with Jesus Christ. Remember when Saul of Tarsus, that persecutor of the church, was stopped by Jesus on the Damascus Road? And what did our Lord say to him? "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" You see, when people strike out against God's people, they're striking out against Christ himself. Christ identifies with his church. So it's an honor to be a part of his church. Let's be praying for strength to be standing up for our faith and be bold and be strong in these last days. And let's be praying for our brothers and sisters around the world who are facing severe persecution.